Hello.
Hi, is that Natalie?
Hi, speaking.
Hi, this is Francesca from INSO calling in relation to the inquiry submitted for Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no worries. So before we begin, I might just take some few details off you. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yep, it's Natalie. Is it your name or middle name as well, or just is it like, I don't know.
Yeah, if you have one.
Natalie Carey Allison, CareyAllison.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
26/5/1990.
1990. And your current address?
It's 11 Sweary, and it's spelled SWEERIE.
Yeah.
And that's in Newborough, 5.
In Fife, yeah.
Yeah.
And did you have the postcode, sorry?
Aye, it's Hilo Yankee 146 Delta Lima.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And by any chance, did you know your address before you were placed into care?
Aye, it was a parental home.
Yeah, so wait.
My mum and dad's house, aye.
Yeah, did you know the address for that one?
It's 300 308 Kilberry Road, KILBOWIE Road, Clydebank, Glasgow, GA12HZ.
Perfect. And
Careful.
your pa parents' names?
Noreen and David Allison.
That Maureen, you said?
Noreen, it's Noreen.
Maureen. And David?
Yeah.
Perfect. And just double check the email that we have on you for file. So it's nallison90@hotmail.com. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So before we begin, so obviously discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So just make sure
Yeah.
you take your time. If you need a break or any explanation or support, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of?
I am like I'm like neurodivergent. I'm ADHD among like other things.
So am I. That's okay.
Oh, brilliant! Hi. I don't mean like, you know what I mean? Like, hi. It's nice to be someone like myself. Yeah, I get you. You know what I mean? I don't know how to put the words, but yeah,
No,
that one.
honestly, I get exactly what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that basically.
Right, so the purpose of the call today, so we'll go through, so explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your
Yeah.
options, explain how INS Law operates, and then we'll go through funding
Yeah.
and fees, and then gather initial information to assess how and if we can assist you. Is that all okay? Do you
Yeah.
understand everything so far?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kay in Scotland prior to the 1st of December in 2004. So I just want to make sure that I let you know all your options before you decide whether to instruct us or not. So you're able
Yeah.
to apply to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can have a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the
Right.
government for assisting you with the application. So under
Yeah.
the government scheme, solicitors, they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, whether you are successful or not with the application.
Alexa, volume one.
It's
Sorry, I was just turning that bloody
okay.
Alexa
Mine's the same. Honestly, I scream at it almost every day.
down.
So with INS also, we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government funded fees. So with us,
Aye.
you'd be choosing private legal representation under something called a conditional fee agreement, which I'll send to you following this phone call. So we're not paid by the government for helping you. So can
Yeah.
I just double check you've not instructed any other solicitors to ask for you in relation to the redress scheme or any applications or anything like that?
No,
No?
no, no.
Perfect.
I've seen it for years and years, like, and
Yeah.
there's actually lassies that I've been in with that have wrote in comment, and I was like, oh my God, right, I think I might just say that, like, because it kept
Yeah.
popping up, and I was like, follow the signs, right,
Yeah.
okay.
It clearly wasn't
Basically,
to.
yeah.
Yeah, so our agreement, so it operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're
Yeah.
unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application on our advice, you'll pay nothing. And then if you are
Yeah.
successful and receive the redress payment, our fees, so they consist of a basic charge based on the time spent, and then it's just a, I can't say the word, a success fee. So the total fee, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 20% of your redress payments. You never pay more than the agreed cap. So do you understand everything so far? Perfect. So just want to make clear as well. So we can't guarantee if you're going to be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So it's very independent. So it depends what we speak about today and what's in your statement and everything like that. Following on from this phone call as well, so when we hear back from Redress, obviously if you're happy to sign and continue with us, my colleague in the other department will have to take a witness statement off you. So it we'll take a short one today if you're okay to do that today. And then following on then we'll take a more in-depth one. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, what
Okay.
is?
So if you decide to go with us, so we help with so your eligibility to apply to the scheme, then we gather and review all the evidence, we prepare and submit the application, we do all the corresponding with the scheme themselves, so you don't have to do anything. Then we advise on any offers made, and then there's a statutory waiver that we have to explain if an offer is awarded to you. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome and you want to reconsider or go through a review process as well, we can help with all of that. So if an offer is made, I'll fully explain the statutory waiver following that. So if you accept an award, it might affect your ability to pursue any future civil claims regarding or relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept anything without fully understanding the consequences first. So is that all okay so far? Have you got any questions? So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel for any reason without charge. And if you choose as well, so we can begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for us to do that? Perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you over an email. So we require proof of address and proof of identity documents. So we have a WhatsApp as well. So you can just take photos of them and send them to us on that. I think I sent you a message a few days ago. So the message should be on there. So if you just respond to that number just with photos. So with the proof of address, it has to be has to have your name, address, and then a date that was in the last 3 months. And then ID, then it can be something like an ID or a passport. And if you don't have one of those, you can send us three proof of address instead. Is that all okay? Do you understand everything as well? Perfect.
Yeah, that's fair
So
enough, straightforward.
just begin the application process if you're ready,
Yeah.
So I've got your address and previous address and everything like that so far. So is there any terminal illnesses that you've been diagnosed with?
Just that I've done disc in my back and obviously like mental illness, but that's
No worries.
aye.
We're very alike so far with the disc as
Oh
well.
no. Oh my God.
So regarding this, you can add a beneficiary to the file if you want. So if anything was to happen to you while the application is in the process of anything, or if you're successful, we can add a beneficiary on. Would you like to do that?
Okay.
Yeah, so it can anyone close to you, relative or partner or anything like that.
Can it be your kids?
Perfect. So can I take their full
Yeah.
name?
Can it the two of them? Well, I've
So
got
I
three,
can
but I've got two really.
So I can only add one on, but I can add it onto the file that you've got an extra one just in case.